Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr, sitting in for Celeste Headlee. 11 crew members are still missing after a drilling rig exploded in flames in the Gulf of Mexico early this week. The time frame for their survival is now believed to have passed. So officials are turning their focus to the potential ecological disaster after the rig capsized and sank yesterday. It was estimated that as many as 336,000 gallons of crude oil might have seeped into the water every single day. We're getting word now that there is no oil seeking. This from the point person for the Obama administration. Joining us now to discuss this is Dave Cohen, news director for WWL Radio in New Orleans. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yeah, good news in the last few minutes from Rear Admiral Mary Landry here in downtown New Orleans at the U.S. Coast Guard headquarters, saying that they have been able to, with underwater robotic equipment, determine that there is no gas or oil apparently hemorrhaging from the sunken well's massive reserves or from the pipeline leading to the now sunken oil rig. And that's very good news, if indeed it proves to be true.
It's good news indeed, if true. My question for you is, does that mean they capped it, or that there, in fact, was no rupture and so nothing leaked when the rig sank?
Yeah, what they told us late yesterday was they still didn't know where the 1-mile by 5-mile sheen that has now grown to a 1-mile by 12-mile sheen in the Gulf of Mexico was coming from. They said there was 700,000 gallons of diesel fuel on the rig when it sank, and there was significant amounts of oil still in the 15,000-foot pipeline that was leading to the oil well that could have been leaking. Their major concern, though, was that the well was still going to spew and hemorrhage oil into the Gulf. And according to Landry this morning, that does not appear to be the case.
Tell me about the instruments they're using to detect that. Is this, I know you said robotic instruments. Is this camera? Is this visual? Do they have, are they doing chemical tests or what?
Yeah, they're working both on the surface and underwater, but the main thing they needed to do was send this underwater robot with live streaming video that they received back here in New Orleans down and take the entire trip down the pipeline and to the well head to determine if indeed it was still spewing oil. And so they've been able to get video confirmation, it appears at this point, that it is not, which allays fears, at least temporarily, until we get final confirmation on this, that this was going to be or could have been amongst the worst, if not the worst, oil spill ever.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the future here. What about the political implications for the Obama administration, which, of course, recently announced they were going to open up more deep water zones for drilling?
You know, the bureaucrats here who have been handling the news briefings have stayed away from any of the political angles from the Department of Interior, the Coast Guard, and so on. But we have heard undertones in the briefings about stressing the general safety of these kinds of operations and how surprising and unusual this event was. They still have no idea, and the Interior Department has told us repeatedly it's in our national interest to figure out just what went wrong, because they say normally with an event like this, there are warnings, there are pressure monitors that tell them there's building pressure,
right,
or there's something that indicates a problem. They say this explosion came with absolutely no warning, so they're very interested to figure out what happened.
I'm sure they are, and of course our thoughts are with the families of the 11 workers who are presumed not going to be found. Dave Cohen, news director from WWL Radio in New Orleans. Potential good news, at least on the environmental front down there. Thanks to you.